7 Mile Road. This is Sarah. I'm here with
Michael
and
Justin.
Happy September. Welcome to a new month. We have some new school year rhythms, some new church year rhythms, and we just wanted to give you an update on some of those new church year rhythms. So we are going to start.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
When is summer over?
I mean, practically or
no.
Like
no.
By
when
the
do
calendar?
You think summer is over?
Like September 1st.
All right, Justin, when do you think summer's over?
Now.
Why is it now?
Because 30 seconds ago, I decided it was over.
Okay.
So as we're looking at some new church year rhythms, we just wanted to give you an update on what to expect. So first, we're going to just give a quick recap about our member forum that we had just a few days ago. Justin, can you give us a quick overview of our member forum?
Yes. So we talked about our aim for this next year being multiplying for mission.
Yep.
This idea that God has some things in store for us in the future. We maybe don't know exactly what they are, but this is a tremendous opportunity in the life of our church to be situating ourselves to step into whatever He has for us in church planning going forward, in church multiplication going forward, in loving and gospeling every Bostonian that He gives us really well going forward. And so we talked about those things, what that's going to look like this year. Some of those items are really intentionally building a culture of prayer some deeper ways this year, increasing our ability to host people on Sunday mornings, which we'll talk about in a moment, and then the third thing being continuing to multiply leaders and look to multiply leaders, elders, deacons, gospel community leaders, and team leaders all across the church.
So you talked a little bit about multiplying our capacity on Sunday mornings. What is that going to look like in the next stretch?
Yes. So for September, it's not going to look like a whole lot except for preparation for October.
Yep.
On October 8th, we're going to have our first two-service Sunday here at 7 Mile Road Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, October 8th, we'll have worship services at 9 a.m.
Yep.
And at 11 a.m.
That's right. So can you tell us a little bit more about what those Sundays are going to look like?
Yes. So we'll have services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., as I said a moment ago.
Yep.
And in those services, a lot of things are going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be very similar. So we're going to have the same preaching, the same music. They will look the same. We'll be mm-hmm. praying together. We'll be doing those things together at different times, but they're going to be very similar. We will also have 7 Mile Road Kids at each of the services.
Yep.
We'll have gospel formation for our fourth and fifth graders in between services. Some of the things that are going to change are going to be around what volunteering looks like.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously going to need some more folks volunteering. In order to do that, we may need to shift around some of the ways that we're operating now to maximize opportunities, service opportunities there. And so we're going to be rolling out over the next month on team basis what it looks like to be serving in some different ways to make sure that that the church is cared for the way it needs to be and people are cared for the way they need to be.
Yes.
Sarah, how are people going to know what serving might look like for them going forward?
Yeah. To be honest, we are kind of still in the process of hammering out all those details, but we will let you know. On your particular serve team and any particular ways that you serve, we'll be reaching out to those teams specifically for in what ways that'll look the same and in what ways that'll change as we look towards multiplying to two services.
Yes.
Be on the lookout if you are currently on one of our serve teams. We will be working on developing a plan for that over the coming weeks.
Yes, so we're going to work through all those things. Thanks for all your work on that. And thank you for everyone that's going to be leaning in to this time. We know there are definitely going to be some challenges. There's going to be some things that are different.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some good things. There's going to be some hard things. But we're committed to trying to do that well. And we are committed to this big task we have, which is how can we help people come to know and believe and belong to the gospel and in the gospel of Jesus Christ here at 7 Mile Road Melrose. So we're going to be working towards that going forward. Any questions you have, please feel free to reach out. You can catch me on a Sunday. You can, you know, reach out online, however you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We're working through things. We got some wonderful feedback, some wonderful ideas at the member forum. And we're really going to be looking to do the best job we can possibly do. And we will continue to work in finding new and better ways to make sure that everyone's served well locally now, and we're well situated in the future to be able to step into whatever God has for us.
Another thing we went over at the member forum, this fall we are launching two new tracks, one for men and one for women. Justin, can you give us a little teaser on what that is going to look like?
Yes, we'll be beginning these tracks in September, and the goal of these is going to be equipping our men and women biblically, theologically, and practically to live as disciples of Jesus in our place and time, to be able to help answer questions within the bigger story of what God's done, of who God is and what he's done and what he is doing and where we're going, to be able to say, who am I in the gospel? How should I live? What does it look like for me to believe the gospel on a daily basis and share that gospel through missional living, through telling my story with Jesus as hero? Those are the kind of things we're going to be looking at, and mm-hmm. we're excited to be doing them with men on one Sunday. The track's going to be Sunday evenings, 6 to 8. It's going to be that for men, and then women on different Sundays there. And we're excited to do that so that the respective participants will have the most helpful, focused, and applicable environment to learn in mm-hmm. and to be shaped in, and we're really excited about this time. Those will be kicking off. The men first week will be September 17th,
yep.
and for women it will be September 24th.
That's right. So if people are interested in that, what is the next step to participate in those tracks?
Yes. For right now, put it on the calendar.
Great.
And know when those times are. September 17th for men, September 24th for women, and know that we're going to have more information coming out soon.
Yep. Very soon there'll likely be some signups pushed out for that. All right. So up next, I want to talk about what to expect on Sundays in September. So first up, this Sunday, for the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, we are doing something a little special, a little different. What are we doing this Sunday?
Okay, so one thing that's not going to be different, the first thing is going to be we're worshiping at 10 a.m. this Sunday,
yes.
just as we have.
Every Sunday in September.
For all of September.
One service at 10 a.m.
That is it. So 10 a.m. this Sunday. We're going to have a prayer Sunday that's going to be a time dedicated to us praying as a church body mm-hmm. for the year ahead of us. Mm-hmm. That's going to be what we're doing. It's going to be very simple, and it's going to be us pleading with Father, Son, and Spirit to be kind to us this year, to be gracious, to help us walk in step with what God has for us as a church family and ask his blessing on that.
Sarah, our kids are starting a new year school.
Yep.
And they're also going to be moving up in their classes or the sections of children to student ministry. When do we do that? How does that work?
That's right. So that's happening on what we call Promotion Sunday. So for us, that is September 10th. And there's a few things happening on that Sunday. For our children's ministry, if your child is ready to move up to the next classroom, that's happening on September 10th. You should have gotten an email from me to let you know which classroom your child would be in. If there are any questions about which classroom, you can let me know, or you can let any of our point people on a Sunday know, and they will help direct your child to the right classroom. This also means something for incoming fourth graders and older. Our student ministry kicks off on Promotion Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. Michael, what is kind of the kickoff event that mm-hmm. Sunday morning for our student ministry?
Yeah, we call it Parents Breakfast.
Yep.
And it's for parents, but mm-hmm. also for students.
That's right.
And it's breakfast. And what we do is we orient to why we do student ministry the way we do it and how we're going to do it this year. And it's a good chance for parents to connect with leaders, mm-hmm. either again after the summer or for the first time, for students to, especially if they haven't met their leaders, to meet them for the first time mm-hmm. and then to connect on what the 4th and 5th grade is going to be doing this year, what 6th through 11th grade, what the 12th graders are going to be doing this year. So that's a great time for us all to connect and to align over breakfast.
Yep. And so that's for parents and students from 4th grade all the way up through the end of high school, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yep. So that's in the morning before church on September 10th. And then during church on September 10th, if your kid is ready to move up, that's the day that'll happen.
Yes. And then if you are wondering, if you want more details about it, you could email me.
Great.
Prevet@7mileroad.org.
Perfect. And then going forward, what can we expect on Sundays for preaching in September?
Yes, for September, we're going to begin this church year with the 7 Mile Road story as it shows up in Luke 24. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert for anyone that's wondering where our church name comes from. It's from Luke chapter 24. And we're going to spend 4 weeks looking at some of the things that happened in that story, looking at Jesus, his interactions with people, and that will that's going to kick off our church year together. We're really excited about that.
Cool. That'll be fun. And then our other main rhythm of church life, in addition to Sunday mornings, is gospel communities. Mm-hmm. So many of those gospel communities are kind of ramping up for the year.
That's right.
Either they already have or they're doing that in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, can you tell us a little more about gospel communities?
Sure. Gospel communities are one of our two main discipleship rhythms here at the church. So we have our Sunday morning service, and then or soon to be services, and then we have our gospel communities where we are aiming at learning how to follow Jesus better and learning how to do that in relational depth together over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we currently have 10 gospel communities. We just started two new ones this year, and so we're hoping to add a couple more people into those.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get in one of those, my email is previtt@7mileroad.org.
Again, it hasn't changed in the past minute. Still your email. Great. Yes, Michael is the person to talk to if you have any questions about gospel communities or would like to get into a gospel community.
That's right.
Great. And then towards the end of the month, we have what we call a Connections Breakfast. So this is a breakfast, as the name says, for anybody kind of newish, having some questions, wanting a place to connect with the church, with the pastors and staff, and with other new people. Justin, can you tell us a little more what to expect at the Connections Breakfast?
You can expect us to just have some time to get to know each other.
Yeah.
To talk about the church and to meet one another. It's a really, I would say, casual, smooth time to get to hang out together
mm-hmm.
and just get to know each other. That's really what we're going for. And also providing some space for folks to ask questions about 7 Mile Road.
Yeah. Great. So that breakfast will be on September 24th. Breakfast will be available starting around like 8:45, and then we'll get started right around 9 o'clock. So we would love to have you join us for that if you are newish or just seeking an opportunity to connect in a new way. All right. So the last thing on my list is student ministry.
Saving the best for last.
Of course. So student ministry is gearing up for the school year. You kind of already talked about the parents' breakfast, but what else can parents and students expect this year in student ministry?
So this year is more or less going to be the same rhythms as last year.
Great.
When we move to two services, the gospel formation time will shift to be in between services.
Okay.
But they're still going to be running through the New City Catechism.
Okay.
They're still going to have a retreat in October. They're still going to be working with Brett and Katie mm-hmm. in Juau and Gotham, and probably be adding a couple more
awesome.
Soon. The a couple additions this year for the 6th through 12th graders, 6th through 11th graders, they're going to be doing another retreat. So they do one in like the February time up in mm-hmm. Berea. We're going to do a new one this year in town.
Okay.
So who knows? They might be reaching out to see if students can stay at your house. The intention of that is to have some fun in town together, have some teaching together over a longer weekend. And so that'll be September 22nd to the 24th.
Great.
So they'll start on Friday night and then they'll finish up at church on Sunday together, which should be fun.
And then besides that, their Sunday rhythms will look the same as it did last year, right? That'll be Sunday evenings at the building?
That's right. Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. downstairs.
Great. And that starts September 10th, right?
That's true. Yeah. They start on Promotion Sunday. So we'll have the parents' breakfast in the morning, and then the 6th through 11th grade will start that night.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then a fun thing that we all love every year that directly benefits our students, our annual chili cook-off.
Chili cook-off.
October 1st this year.
That's right.
So get that on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, can you remind people or let people know if they don't know why we do the chili cook-off and how that benefits our students?
Yes. The chili cook-off is a really fun event for the church.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun for us to everybody bring a pot of chili and then we eat the chili together afterwards.
Yep.
It's also a competition.
That's right.
So we have categories of spiciest, the most creative, and then just best overall.
And best dessert we
That's
usually
right.
vote on as
if
well.
If chili is not your thing, but you are good at dessert, or if chili is not your thing, but you still want to contribute, you can bring dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And we also vote on the best dessert. And there are prizes for those.
Yep.
The whole thing is a fundraiser for our students. So we have these retreats that I just talked about during the year, and they mm-hmm. cost parents money. And
mm-hmm.
so our hope is that we're able to defray some of the cost for parents and that most or all of our students can go under the price that it actually costs them to go. Great. We're asking you to donate however much you would pay going out to eat after Sunday. You could pay more if you want to, or less.
Yes. We love the Chili Cook-Off every year. It's just a great opportunity for the whole church to be together, enjoy time and a meal together, and raise money for our student retreats.
Yeah.
So that's all I have for an update for September. Do you have anything to add?
Next time we podcast, it will officially be fall.
That's right.
Happy end of summer. Welcome to fall. The best time of year.
It is the best.
Here's the thing. Is best, yeah, is fall the best time of year?
In New England, it is.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Happy September. Bye.
Bye-bye.